It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. Do stay tuned. In just a few minutes, we'll have recommendations from this week's Art Hounds. But first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. The New England Center for Circus Arts has been teaching and inspiring people of all ages since 2007. Now, the Brattleboro-based center looks toward the future, having just purchased 3 acres of land to build a custom-designed training facility. Here to tell us more is Artistic Director Elsie Smith, who is also a specialist in aerial acrobatics. Elsie Smith, welcome.
Thank you very much, Neil.
Could you remind us what a person can learn by going to circus school?
Well, students can learn the normal circus things that you might expect from having seen circus performances, so juggling, acrobatics, tight wire, aerial skills. But what we really focus on is the underlying skills that support those visible skills, such as, you know, creating artwork, building teamwork. Fitness is definitely one of them. It's a non-competitive environment, so we're able to teach a lot of things under the disguise of learning crazy acrobatic skills.
And not only that, but you have some outreach programs, which I find pretty intriguing. Could you talk a little bit about how you help people with illness or disability?
Yes, we have, so many different kinds to what to start with. Mm. Our Circus for Survivors program is a program that is for families coping with cancer and surviving that as a family and as individuals. So we have a place for people to come and do something that's really fun and unique, and they can spend the day stepping away from the effects of what cancer can do to a family. We also work with the Paralympic Legacy Project, which is a project that started in England. And so we work with athletes and non-athletes as well who are wheelchair-bound or missing limbs. We have a couple of students who have been paralyzed, and we basically fly them and do acrobatics with them, and that's been really fun. We're trying to bring that program more into Vermont as well. And then closer to home, we have programs with the Brattleboro Retreat, Inspire School for Autism, a bunch of school programs with our middle schools and high schools, so the kids really get a chance to practice the things like teamwork and, fitness things that are the underlying focus of what we do for circus.
I know you bring a lot of students into the area, and I'm curious what kind of economic impact the Center for Circus Arts has on Brattleboro.
We like to think that we have a pretty high impact on the economics of Brattleboro. We have over 40 students every year who move here to be part of our 9-month training programs. So those are students who are renting apartments, you know, spending their hard-earned dollars at the local co-op and at the local clothing stores. But we also bring in over 80 students per event when we do our circus workshop weekends. We do those 3 times a year. We have other workshop weekends where we bring in 50 or 60 people at a time to do our teacher trainings. So there's quite a lot of flow of economics coming into the area. And one of the other things that I really like to think about is the fact that we're bringing young people into the area. As a state, Vermont loses young people. And as a business, NECA brings young people back to Vermont.
Now, I know it's been a dream of yours to build a new facility. So tell us about this recent land purchase and what happens next.
We're super excited about the location that we found, which is just off of Putney Road, right off of downtown Brattleboro. And it meets many of the needs that we've been looking for in a location for many years. We wanted to be walkable to downtown Brattleboro. We wanted to be near housing for both our long-term students and our short-term students, so hotels as well as rental units. We wanted to be visible to the public and to be able to offer some place that people of all demographics could get to, so people with cars and without cars. The piece of land is a flat 3-acre property, and we have hopes of building a custom-built facility on that property. So we're starting to raise money for that project.
What kind of timeline are you looking at?
Well, I would love to be able to give you a timeline, but it has more to do with the economics of the project. Mm-hmm. So however long it takes us to actually raise the funds for the building that we have designed, we do hope that we can do that within the next 2 years, but it does all come down to economics.
In the meantime, your Circus Spectacular returns for a couple of shows this weekend. What do we need to know about the shows coming up?
Well, we like to say that it's a hot show on a cold weekend. Brattleboro is definitely a little bit chillier than usual this time of year, so we prove that we'll be a hot place to be. We have guests from all over the country, performer who was with La Rev in Las Vegas, a couple of people from Canada who have come to join with us, a world champion juggler, and I also hear that Charlie Chaplin may be joining us.
Well, that's intriguing. I guess that's going to remain a mystery.
Yes, definitely a mystery.
But my sources tell me that we have something special in store from you and your twin sister, Serenity.
Yes, we are performing a invented apparatus act that we call a tippy rectangle. And this is going to be only the second time that we has ever performed that apparatus in Vermont.
Elsie Smith is the artistic director of the New England Center for Circus Arts in Brattleboro, which is hosting two circus spectacular shows this weekend. You'll find more information at bpr.net. Elsie Smith, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.